time's 11:30 and we'll go straight to the phone lines and talk to Laura from the Metropolitan Police Authority. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Sujata.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you very much for inviting us to speak on your show today.
Now it's a fantastic opportunity to talk about the National Volunteers Week.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the people may not be aware what it's all about.
Right, well, the National Volunteers Week is an annual celebration of the contribution that volunteers make to the UK. And this is their 25th year of doing this. And they exist really to make sure that all voluntary schemes recognise the contribution that their volunteers make to local communities.
And Laura, all the volunteers do not get paid, do they?
No, none of them get paid. They all give up their time for the good of the people around them.
We know, and we've got lots of good people in our community.
We have, and we've got 400 across London that volunteer for us, and we're very grateful for the work they do. They make an enormous contribution to our work.
That's for the Metropolitan Police. There's 400 volunteers.
We have 400 volunteers volunteering for our scheme, which is the Independent Custody Visiting Scheme in London.
Now, tell us about this Independent Custody Visiting Scheme. What's it all about?
Well, our volunteers they're just independent members of the community, and they make completely unannounced visits to police stations across London to check on the way that detainees in police custody are being treated. So they check on their treatment and conditions while they're in police custody.
Okay. And that's unannounced they go?
Completely unannounced. So the police don't know when they're coming. It might be any time of the day or night, any day of the week. Most police stations in London are visited every week, but the police don't know when that visit's going to come.
Mm. And who coordinates these volunteers? Have they got their own independent body?
Well, at the police authority, we coordinate it for London.
Okay.
And each borough has a panel of volunteers. And those panels are chaired by an independent member of the community. One of the volunteers is elected by the other volunteers to chair that panel.
Okay.
And then at the MPA, we coordinate them. We facilitate their dialogue with the police, and we take up any issues if we feel it's necessary.
And Laura, what is the criteria to be a volunteer with yourselves? Is there any criteria? Is there an age limit, or is there, an upper limit, lower limit for people?
Well, we think it's really important that everybody in London has confidence in their local police.
Sure.
And this scheme is all about making sure that community members know what's going on in their local police stations, and that they can trust the police to do a good job and to treat people fairly while they're in custody.
Sure.
So it's really important to us that people from all walks of life, all backgrounds, all faiths, all ethnic groups, all ages, volunteer for us. And we do have people from we want a diverse bunch of people as possible. Having said that, it's not really an appropriate environment for people under 18. We take people over 18, and they need to be security vetted, because obviously they're going into quite a sensitive environment that they're talking to detainees in police custody, sometimes before they've been charged.
Okay.
So the police do a criminal records check on everybody. And for that to be possible, we need people who've lived in the UK for the last 3 years.
Okay.
But other than those requirements, we really take anybody. We're not looking for specific skills or experience. We want everybody. We want people that represent every community in
London. So it's across the board?
Absolutely across the board, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Laura, and how can people, if people are listening and they really want to get involved, what do they have to do?
Well, we have an application form.
Okay.
And that can be, we have a website that can be downloaded from the website. People can find out lots more information about the history of the scheme and how it came to be. And they can get application information. And that is www.icv, that stands for Independent Custody Visiting. So icvlondon, or one word, .org.uk. Or you can call us on 0808 100 1036. And also, we've now got a Facebook page. So if you type ICV London into the search bar on the Facebook page, you'll see a page that's got all of our information as well, and that repeats our contact details.
I can't believe that everyone's on the Facebook these days. How wonderful that is!
Well, as I said, we're keen to reach out to everybody, and that includes younger people. And
yeah,
it tends to be a younger generation that use Facebook, although it's spreading.
I think it's all about accessibility, though, isn't it?
It is, exactly, and we want to. I mean, one of the reasons reasons I'm talking today is that I'm hoping to reach out to more people. I understand you're an East London radio station.
We are.
We've got certainly got vacancies for people in Newham at the moment. Newham, Haringey, Kensington, Chelsea, Lambeth, Merton, Southwark, Westminster. Need people in all of those boroughs, but I know Newham is one of the boroughs you broadcast to.
We do. So. And Laura, do they have to be in the borough that, you know, they can be on that panel? Or say, for example, can someone from Newham be on the panel for Kensington and Chelsea, or do you have to be in your borough?
Well, we think it's quite important that you have some kind of local connection with the borough.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Because you want to have some kind of trust and faith in the police that you're going to come into contact with.
And you can relate as well in your borough.
Exactly. But it doesn't necessarily have to be where you live in. We'd like you to either live, work or study in the borough that you volunteer for. So you don't necessarily have to volunteer where you live. It could be where you work or where you study.
Okay. Yeah. And are you looking for lots more people? So say, for example, if you're flooded with applications, will you be just picking all of them or some of them or just a few numbers? How does it work? Or are there...